consideration for the location of the common area, which is a major noise source, which happens to be closest to one of the closest properties. Parking is grossly inadequate, and parking requirements have been increased to address the problems that these developments have caused. Of 7.5 required, they've provided 4. One is accessible, one's supposed to be for the site manager, leaving 2 for the other 24 lodges. There's no motorcycle parking, as mentioned, inadequate bicycle storage, and Junction Road has little parking itself. It overflows onto Moonbeer Street and Bartlett Street. Even getting access to the driveway can be difficult, and this takes away parking from residents, their visitors, and parents taking their kids to the school. The demolition plans also encroach on my property on some of their diagrams. My boundary wall here, which is structural, is depicted as being demolished, along with parts of my stormwater system and my water tank, to be replaced by a picket fence on their renderings, and I don't consent to this. Excavation of the lower ground floor appears to reach depths, according to their geotechnical report, where there's very low strength soil. The potential for land movement, structural damage to adjacent properties, including my own, is a concern. And finally, the design is overpopulated. There was little consideration to the well-being of occupants. They're squashed up in an enclosure with poor lighting and ventilation. Amenities are limited, same with communal spaces and waste management, and is crammed up close to neighbours with privacy intrusion. It's an overdeveloped and inconsiderate property. I don't think it should be. I don't think it serves the needs of the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Hahn. I believe there are no other presenters to the panel. If so, I'd like to, Mr. Chairman, through you, just attempt to. I think Rita Marino is. She came with Mr.
Mrs. Cullen.
I'm not quite sure how that works, but anyway, they both have had a chance to speak.
Okay.
Yes, to attempt to sum up, I'm not going to spend much time, only to point out that the objectors who spoke here today about a few of the many objections which the council received, and you can have access, if you wish, as we have, to the many objections which we've received. I think, Mr. Chairman, the simplest thing, and it was pointed out by a member of the panel before, that the recommendation, which is on, for those of you who have a copy of the agenda, on page 313, there are 13 very clear and succinct reasons why this application is recommended for refusal. I think, Mr. Chairman, that we are, as a panel, of one opinion that the application should be refused, and as such, I would move that the decision of the panel is that we refuse the application in the terms as indicated on page 313 and 314.
I agree.
Thank you. The decision of the panel is unanimous, and we can now move on to item number 7. In this case, it's DA/2018/00243 at 68-84 the Boulevard, Lewisham. And the application is to remove a poplar tree facing Denison Road. This particular site is the Lewisham Christian Brothers School, I believe, and the council officer's report is quite comprehensive. And the removal of this tree is justified on the arborist's report and also the conditions which will require the planting of replacement trees in an appropriate location. I believe the panel is in support of the recommendation.
Agreed.
Right. Thank you. Therefore, the Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising functions of the Council, has a consent authority pursuant to section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning Assessment Act 1979, grant consent to development application DA/20180/0243 to remove a poplar species poplar tree at 68-84 the Boulevard, subject to the conditions listed in attachment A below. We can now move on to item 8, which is VA 20180024.
We have a Mr. Paul Norman, the architect,
for this matter.
Yes.
He's coming there.
He's coming up. Have a look at it.
Yes. Now, I believe Mr. Norman is here for... aren't you, Mr. Norman? Thank you. And this application is to demolish an existing garage at the rear of the site to construct a double garage containing a laundry and storage area. All right.
You may not need to.
Thank you, Mr. Norman. Please say your name.
Hello, my name's Paul Norman, and I'm here. I was the designer and person who submitted the application on behalf of the owners and the applicants. They've just asked me to attend on their behalf today in case you had any questions. I've had a long discussion with the owners about the conditions of the approval and the recommendations of council. Made sure they're fully aware of everything that you are asking to condition in it, and they're more than happy to accept the application and the recommendation of the council. So I just didn't know if you had any questions or not, and I thought I'd better show up just in case.
Just one question. Would you object to us allowing the shower to be retained in the garage?
No, that's fine. We actually originally were hoping for two cars in there, and then there'd be the shower.
In
the garage, the shower. That's correct. But I believe the condition in there is only because council actually asked us to remove a car space, and so that makes the garage look a little more usable. We're more than happy to keep the shower. Yes, okay. For sure.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. All right. Well, now, who was going to deal with this? I think you were. Yes. Thank you. So that involves the matter that Mr. McInerney refers to as the removal of condition 22.
22, yes. In the consent. Oh, thank you very much. Yes. The matter that Mr. McInerney's raised involves the deletion of condition 22. In the draft conditions of consent. Well, we visited the site and observed the proposal from the plans, and the panel is in support of the proposal.
I agree.
Thank you. The panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and resolves that the application be approved as per the recommendation contained in that report, subject to the following change, namely the deletion of condition 22. And the decision of the panel is unanimous. That concludes item 8, and we now move to item 9. Which is DA 20180236 at 2 Sydenham Road, Marrickville. Now, I believe, Ms. Taylor, you are going to deal with this matter.
I think somebody is to speak on this application.
I think John Ogilby is the next application.
Revival Church.
All right.
You don't want to say anything?
No.
Okay, rightio. Thank you very much. We've been to visit the site, and we've observed that the Council Town Planning Report is supportive of the application, and with appropriate conditions, we believe that this use will fit suitably into that site, and it meets the relevant council requirements, and so I believe the panel might unanimously agree that this should be approved subject to the conditions in the council report. Is that correct, panel members?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Unanimously approved subject to the conditions. Thank you very much. We wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. That brings us to item 10 on the agenda, which is DA 20160021 7.01, 73 Mary Street, St. Peter's. And the application is to modify Land Environment Court determination case number 2016/0030354, dated 21st of February 2017, under section 4.55 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act, to amend condition 4 of the determination, which limits the period of consent to 12 months.
Mr. Chairman, we have a Mr. Oakeby.
Thank you. Mr. Oakeby, are you here to speak?
No.
No, there's no Mr. Oakeby in the room.
Is there anybody
to speak? Is there anybody else to speak on this application?
These are the markets.
Yeah. No?
Excellent.
Mr. Chairman, just to follow on that, there was a question in my mind if they were...
Can you turn me off?
If the applicant were willing to accept, and I had intended to ask the applicant if they were willing to accept the reduction of the stalls to 45, and as there is no one here, I assume that they have read the report and they are therefore quite happy with the recommendation.
Yes.
Sorry?
We have a verbal yes from the applicant.
A verbal yes.
Yes. Thank you. You mentioned that, I think.
Yes, it looks like they have verbally confirmed that they agree to that.
Right,
Chairman. So with that background, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to move straight into the recommendation, which is on the recommendation on page 418, and that recommendation, I believe, is unanimous in the words as printed on page 418, which is approval subject to that reduction in the number to 45. So I'll move in that format as shown on page 418, Mr. Chairman.
I'm agreement.
Agree.
Thank you, Mr. McInerney. The panel has agreed unanimously to that recommendation on page 418, which takes us to item 11.
Another tree, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. This was another tree application, DA 201800307 at 50 Railway Street, Railway Avenue, Stanmore, and it is to remove one jacaranda tree at the front of the property. Once again, the staff application and report on this matter is quite comprehensive, and there has been an arboricultural assessment of the tree and a proposal to replace it with another tree in a more appropriate location. The site is a heritage item. It's listed as a Victorian villa, Dundoos, item 1262, and it's in the Heritage Conservation Area. But the assessment of the removal of this tree is that it would not adversely affect the heritage significance of the Kingston West Conservation Area, and that the tree does not form part of the statement of significance for the heritage listing. Therefore, I move that the panel accept the recommendation.
Agreed.
And yes, agreed.
Thank you. Once again, the decision of the panel is unanimous in accepting council officer's report and its findings contained in the item 11 agenda, and endorses the reasons for approval contained in that report in attachment A to the approval. Now, that takes us to the end of the agenda, except for the matter that we deferred,
item 5, Mr. Chairman,
which was item 5, and the panel decided that it would adjourn to discuss that application and the reports and the submissions that we have heard today. But we will return to make a final decision on it. I can't give you an exact time. Perhaps the council officers will be able to do that as we proceed in our discussion. So I'll adjourn the meeting now to the ante room, and we will resume in due course. Thank you. We've returned from the adjournment of this meeting of the Inner West Planning Panel of the 23rd of October 2018. The panel withdrew to discuss the final decision on item 5 of the agenda, which is DA 20118/98 at 16 Fredbert Street, Lilyfield. The panel has concluded to approve the application in accordance with the reasons for the recommendations contained in the agenda, but with amendments. So I assume this is a unanimous decision?
Yes.
Of
yes.
The panel? Thank you. And the panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and resolves that the application be approved as per the recommendation contained in that report, subject to the following changes. That is to amend the deferred commencement condition 1 as follows. A, to provide current evidence of the right to use the adjoining site as proposed for access to the basement car park over the adjacent University/Department of Health car park between Wharf Road and the site's northern access to the basement car park. Full stop. B, a plan of management shall be submitted to the satisfaction of council, covering but not limited to the following. Romans 1, parking and access to the site. Romans 2, use of the basement for staff parking purposes as a priority, and if space available, use for visitors. Romans 3, no use of car parking spaces for other purposes. Romans 4, limiting the basement to one bus only for the operation of the facility. Romans 5, active encouragement by management to ensure staff park in the basement and not on local streets. Romans 6, active wayfinding signage and website information to clearly identify the use of the Wharf Road car park and pathway to the level 1 entrance for visitors. Romans 7, complaints registered for liaison with local residents of the surrounding residential premises. The person responsible for the day-to-day management of operations at the site shall record details of all complaints received. The complaints register shall record at least the following information. A, the date and time of the complaint. B, the means by which the complaint was made. C, any personal details of the complainant, if provided, and if none are provided, a note to that effect. D, the nature of the complaint. E, any actions taken to remedy the matter, the subject of the complaint, including any follow-up contact with the complainant. E, any actions taken in relation to the complaint, a note to that effect if no action was taken and the reasons why no action was taken, and if the complaints register shall be made available to council upon request. The rest of the conditions, or the rest of the final two paragraphs of the deferred commencement condition are included in the decision, as are all the remaining conditions of consent included in attachment A to the decision. Thank you. We further considered our decision in relation to item 6 on the agenda.
Sorry, so that
completes it. Yes, I'm sorry. I should, before going on to item 6, state that that concludes our decision on item 5.
Unanimous decision.
As a unanimous decision. Yeah, I think I said that at the start.
Just go back to where you said
council, and it should be to council's manager of planning or something. In that
last line of the G's.
No.
What would you like them to do?
The planning, plan of management to the satisfaction of council should be council's manager planning or some such name. It's got to be a person.
Oh, that's in the final two clauses of condition one.
No. Council's manager. To the satisfaction of, you've got to put a person, council's manager planning.
All right.
B after to the satisfaction of council.
Council's development assessment manager.
On the advice of. It's there,
council,
isn't it? No.
Council apostrophe S.
After the word council apostrophe S.
Thank you.
Development assessment manager. Is that right? Thank you, ma'am. Capital
M
manager, yes.
M-A-N.
Yeah, she'll get it.
Wonderful, that's it, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, well, with that amendment, the panel again agrees to that wording.
Comment on what you have done is imposed conditions that are requirements that can be enforced by council and by neighbours.
Okay, the reason for inclusion of these conditions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are asking you to listen to the following statement.
The reason for the inclusion of these conditions within attachment A are in order that the conditions of approval are capable of enforcement by the council and appropriate
or by court action by neighbours if the council do not carry out the work. These are conditions of consent, they're not recommendations.
So, Mr. Chair, we might just give the opportunity. Do people want to take photos of those conditions? Did you get them all? Up there, did you guys get them all? Because we've scrolled to the next page for you to make it easier, just in case, because so you might have the first page, that's the second page, and we'll just go back. Can we scroll up so they can get the other page properly for them? That's okay. And they'll be on council's website within 2 days, but that's good to know them until. Oh, sorry, can we just scroll down for the second page again for them? We right with that? Thanks, that makes it easier.
That completes item five. During the adjournment, the panel also considered its decision on item six and verified that decision, but considered that it would be appropriate to add the following as an additional reason for the decision. And this should be placed after condition 13 in the refusal as follows. Reasons for the decision. In addition to the reasons provided for refusal, the panel does not agree that there has been a lack of procedural fairness in the assessment of this application by council staff, as this application was only lodged in April 2018, and by 30th of July 2018, council had issued the applicant with a request to withdraw the application because it was not favoured for reasons including unsatisfactory built form, car parking, internal amenity, neighbouring privacy, waste, building access / configuration, heritage and generally insufficient information and subsequent meetings in which the applicant was advised that a significant redesign would be required. There was no withdrawal of the application and no significant redesign submitted. The panel is unanimous to add those that reason to the others for its decision on this matter. Thank you. The decision's unanimous, and that concludes item six, and also with that I close the meeting of the Inner West Local Planning Panel of the 23rd of October 2018. Thank you all for your attendance.